Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
NEPCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com. Also, NEPCOinc.com. And don't forget, also sponsor of Hour 2, Hour 3, Anderson Ford. Two locations in Lincoln, North 27th and I-80, also 33rd and Yankee Hill. Sandwiching the town.
The sandwich, the Ford sandwich, which is a great sandwich to be in, to have it. And then, like I said, just you know what I saw also on Landman? Saw a bunch of F-150s.
Of course yes, you did.
Saw a bunch of F-150s. Yep. And I would imagine most likely, just think about this. If you go get a truck from Mike, you're going to look just like the guys on Landman.
Sweet.
That'd be sweet.
Yep.
Yes.
You drive up in a big old truck, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, NEPCO. Let's get Sean.
Yes. Going. All right, we're joined by Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. It has been a hectic week, as expected, in the portal. Let's go back quickly, though, to Monday night and Sunday, because Nebraska originally had a commitment from Kenny Minchie of Notre Dame, and then by Monday night, at the end of Nebraska's basketball game, they didn't have any more. Can you walk us through that 24-hour time period and exactly how that went down, Sean?
Yeah, it's just the way the portal works. I mean, go ask Washington right now. They're dealing with something even worse at that moment. But
yeah.
Nebraska, I think preliminary had a lot of things done with Kenny Minchie before he even visited campus, and the visit was going to come later in the week. And I don't know why the visit was not till Wednesday, if that was their call. But he committed to his agreement, didn't sign anything because he hadn't been to Lincoln yet. And then during that period, Kentucky got involved with his agent, and he chose to go to Kentucky. So that's just how this works now, unfortunately. And you got to credit Nebraska, though. They were able to pivot very quickly. And, you know, if they let that thing go further without getting their plan at quarterback laid out, who knows where they'd be. But they were able to really get Anthony Calandria here on campus and get it locked up within 24 hours, which was an incredible turn for them, knowing just how premium these quarterback positions are in the portal.
Okay, then now we've talked a lot about the quarterback, so I'm going to shift this a little bit, Sean, to late last night or late last night for me, sort of your wheelhouse. Nebraska last night, they offered an Iowa Western D lineman named Andy Berberia. What's this picture look like to you? Were you surprised by that offer? Iowa Western.
Not really. Yes and no. They need defensive linemen, and he's not really a portal guy, but he is. I mean, junior college was the original portal before the portal.
Yeah, good point.
That's where coaches had to go find veteran players and bring them in and put them in your program. But you know, I talked to somebody that went to every Iowa Western game this year. His son was on the team and said he was unblockable this year. He's an outstanding player. Clemson has recently come in. Arkansas has come in. Purdue. He's gotten a number of offers. He was committed to Kansas State in December before opening up his recruitment. But, the junior college recruiting timeline is just different than it used to be. I think it's not the first option people go to. It's kind of like another option you look at. And here, I think a lot of people realize this is a pretty good player. I mean, why are we trying to overpay for some of these portal D linemen when here's a two-year JUCO D lineman with proven productivity that was unblockable for the team that won the national championship.
So this is Iowa Western, and then there's one school that you didn't mention that's in on him is Texas Tech. So Tech, Clemson, Arkansas, now Nebraska. Now, Sean, give me a little history lesson, or give the listeners a history lesson. Nebraska hasn't tapped Iowa Western all that much over the years, correct?
Not really. I mean, John Hall is from there, their kicker. He played there for Scott Strohmeyer. But, you know, I think when it started, Iowa Western, you know, Tom Osborne actually counseled their president about helping and starting their football program. And you know, it was a big deal back in like 06 or whenever that was. Okay. And Strohmeyer has been involved and been the head coach there the entire time of their program. So they've had very good continuity and stability. But I think there was this thought that this was going to be kind of like a minor league feeder opportunity for Nebraska. And it's never really materialized that way. Nebraska has offered players there over the years, but they're the ones that everybody's offering. You know, they're always going to have – an elite JUCO is going to have, you know, a stud that 25 people offer. And those are the types of guys Nebraska has offered over the years. But, yeah, they haven't had any success. I mean, Iowa has taken a lot of players from Iowa Western and had success, Iowa State. And, you know, Nebraska, for whatever odd reason, has never been able to really – materialize that and take advantage of the proximity of Council Bluffs to Lincoln. And here's one that they could. But again, this is a guy that everyone's offering. So he's at Clemson today. He'll be at Nebraska Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know if Texas Tech is going to get a visit. You know, talking to Aaron Terry last night, the D line coach for Iowa Western, he said Texas, or he said Clemson and Nebraska were the two main players right now that were getting visits this week.
Wow. This is something to follow. Okay. So what else? In terms of things to follow, Sean, Nebraska's got seven guys in from the portal now, seven guys locked up, seven guys signed. What do you expect today? Today's Thursday. Do you expect two more to get in the boat?
Yeah, I mean, I expect them at some point, but Anthony Jones, the defensive lineman from UCLA, I think is all but done for Nebraska. It's just a matter of when he wants to announce it. I mean, this is going to be his fifth school that he's been to, so he's a veteran in that regard, but he, you know, he's a defensive line body, 6'5", 265, something this team needs to have bodies like that are experienced. And then Kwazi Gilmer, the leading receiver for UCLA, was here. He's visited Washington and Arizona State, and our own Greg Biggins, who's kind of the West Coast recruiting expert, who knows Kwazi from high school. You know, he expects him to go to Nebraska, so we'll see – you know, how that all plays out, whether it's today, tomorrow, or at some point. But that would get them to nine before this next round of weekend visitors.
Okay, then the question everybody asks is, how many do you expect? Everybody asks that question, Sean. How many portal acquisitions, when it's all said and done, do you think Nebraska will make?
I don't think there is a defined number. I think it matters of what good players can you get. I mean, I think you take as many as that makes sense. I mean, you don't just add players, but I think 12 to 15 range is not out of question. I think 12 for sure. They're going to be at nine. So I wouldn't be surprised if we got over 12. But again, a lot of it depends on the type of player you're adding. Are they high dollar acquisitions or are they depth pieces? You can take a lot of depth pieces that you don't have to pay money to and add them to your roster. Or you can go after, you know, Kwazi Gilmer is a high-dollar acquisition. You're bringing in the leading receiver from another Big Ten team that's going to ideally replace Dane Key. Anthony Calandria, clearly a high-dollar. So there's different – not all portal acquisitions are created equally, and I think you have to know that going in as a fan. Like, you can take as many guys as you want, but a lot of it is like, how many guys are you taking that cost money? Those are the true dudes that everyone's trying to go after.
So my Sean Callahan. Sean, regarding Anthony Calandria, the pessimists point out a lot of turnovers from Virginia and UNLV. It's 20 is picks in his 2 years between those, or 29 in the 3 years. The optimists say, hey, he's a mobile quarterback. He can run. Where do you stand in terms of your assessment of Calandria?
I'm intrigued. But yeah, I mean, the turnover interception thing, I mean, but what do you have, 8, 9 picks? I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks in college football that had 8 or 9 picks. It's not like, you know, every quarterback is going to have, like, low pick numbers. I mean, that's not like I mean, it's not a great number, but it's not like a alarming number where I think you should freak out. I mean, look at some of these quarterbacks in the playoffs. I mean, his numbers aren't that much different than some of theirs. Obviously, Mendoza is at a different level, but you know, I looked at his turnover-worthy pass plays. He had four. Did he have nine picks? You guys said
nine this year. Yep.
So he had 14 turnover-worthy plays, and nine of them were picks in the passing game, and five ended up not being picks. So there's going to be a throw about every game that could be a pick with him, is what the data showed this past year. But he's a gunslinger, I'm intrigued to see what Dana Holgorsen can do with a guy like this now, and does he fit what Dana is more? Because you know, Dylan was not really the type of quarterback Dana Holgorsen had played with in his coaching career, and they kind of had to build around what Dylan was. This will be different. I think Calandria might fit a little bit more of what Dana Holgorsen's style is as an offensive play caller.
I'm just going to ask you a question that you wouldn't know the answer for the sake of answering. Do you think Dana had anything to do with bringing this kid in?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Well, going by what he said on the bowl game, no.
Right.
I mean, I think that's what Pat Stewart and you know the personnel department is. I'm sure he's involved at some point, but it's just a different game now. I mean, the way the recruiting is with the portal and whatnot. I mean, you have so many coaches on a staff now, and a lot of them don't even go on the road to recruit anymore, just based on. And going on the road to recruit is not what it used to be. The coaches are on the road right now. Doing high school recruiting, and it's getting next to no attention anywhere because all the attention is on the portal.
Sean, Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. Steve Sippel has been clamoring for a vacation, and he said on air that you don't give him vacation.
I did not.
You said exactly
what on the airwaves.
Exactly what he said. That Sean does not on three, and Sean does not give him any vacation. Is that true, or what's your take on that?
Well, since Sippel's worked for me, I've taken him to Hawaii,
yep.
Ireland,
a work
and
trip
Vegas.
Though. Does he ever get any Vegas. Time off?
Vegas. It's Sean. It's fine. It's fine. Sean will tell you I don't like to take a lot of time off.
Well, he said he's going to take time off our show, Sean, because you won't let him take time off from you. Is what he said.
That's not what I said. I said I'll be tired.
Can't take a vacation.
I said I'll be tired.
I'm going to go Disneyland.
I'm fine.
He's going to watch a Bucks game in Milwaukee.
I am, soon. Sean. I do got to go February 24th to Milwaukee.
It's the first Sean's hearing of this.
We were supposed to go to Hawaii again for the Polynesian Bowl, but that plan fell through.
We were going to go to the Polynesian Bowl again.
Again?
Yeah, it would have been.
Any reason to go?
It would have been this weekend.
Why did
Sean?
You go, Sean? Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, so, I just got they just sent me the itinerary for the week this week. I'm like, well, we're not going.
Yeah, I think the game is this. It's the 10th, right? Is that right?
No, or yeah, gosh, dang it. I know it's next week, the arrival, because there's some players in the All-American Bowl that are actually playing in the Polynesian Bowl, too. And so their practice week starts, like, arrival starts this weekend out there.
God, we had an incredible time in Hawaii, though.
Remember
getting to know Zim?
Yes.
Thanks, Zim. Yeah,
talking about cover two. Yeah, talking about some coverages. Sean, what's going on, the Husker fan base wants to know the big concern they have is D-line coach.
Mm.
Where are we at with that?
Sean, help him.
Well, I mean, they got the guy from San Diego State with Rob Orich who's going to coach defensive ends, right? So I think it really comes down to who's the defensive tackle coach. Is there going to be two D-line coaches? I don't know if there's going to be just one all-in-come. I don't know this, but I don't know if, you know, with the way it's set up now, you know, you've got an edge coach already. Mm-hmm. So will the guy they hire just strictly coach interior D-linemen? Matt Rhule has been very coy, but it almost leads you to believe they might already have their guy, and there's a reasoning why it's not being announced. But if it's just an interior D tackle guy, you know, you can go a lot of different directions with that. So we'll see where this goes. But yeah, I don't know if, you know, what some of the coaching staff moves that happened earlier. I think we'll still see some more things, but it may not happen until after this recruiting cycle slows down.
Roy Manning is the edge coach. So, okay. So you could, I think you're saying that you anticipate some more staff movement, but it wouldn't happen until after January 16th when the portal closes.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I just don't know if there's a need to do it this week. I mean, you know, when you're trying, you don't want to have other distractions and disruption on these crucial weeks, but I think when the dust settles, there will be some shuffling and movement and some more things happening, you know, with the staff. But, you know, I think the priority remains the portal. And, you know, you know, when they meet with these guys, they very well could be telling them what the plan is. But these portal kids don't give interviews.
Not Mary.
So it's not like they're going to tell you, yeah, they told me who the D-line coach is. I mean, sometimes we've been able to play detective and break news that way over the years. That's not the case with these portal guys. I mean, you get a lot of them on the phone and they just decline interviews. So, like, there's really not a lot of information that comes out of these portal visitors when they come on campus, because it's almost like an NFL free agency trip when they come out here.
And it's very quick, right? 3 or 4 hours and out.
Yeah, it's essentially, I mean, you might get a nickel tour of the place, but you go meet with the GM and then you might have dinner, but it's not the old school, like, let's tour all the academic facilities and everything and meet all these people and have a full day of this and that. It's a business visit in a lot of respects.
You're just hammering out numbers is what's going on.
Well, the agents sometimes come, like,
right.
I don't know this for sure, but, you know, Anthony Calandria, I think his agent was at Florida State with him, so I assume he was here in Lincoln. So a lot of times the representatives travel with these players when they come on the visits. Hmm.
Sean, also Nebraska, of course, had an All-American running back, Emmett Johnson. Right now, Mekhi Nelson was good in the bowl game as well as Mose Zee. What's the plan next year? Is there any reports in terms of potential players in the portal at running back?
There's been no confirmed running back visitors, so...
Wow,
that tells you either they're working it quietly behind the scenes, or there's a guy that could go in the portal that we don't know about, you know, and it could be in a playoff game. And, you know, Jamar Brown's the name that a lot of people wonder. He's at Miami, yep. And you're like, well, why would he leave Miami? You know, he was only getting like, you know, 5, 6, 7 carries a game most games. And I think ideally he would like to be like what Emmett Johnson was, somebody that can get 20 carries in a game. And at Miami, you're not going to get that opportunity because they play three backs always. That's Mario Cristobal's deal. He wants three backs to play almost equally in different roles. So we'll see where that goes if Marty Brown reemerges. And it could be a pipe dream, honestly. You know, Miami wins, and I do think Miami's going to win tonight. So they could be in the national championship.
I think Sean, don't you just go to Charmore Brown if you want him and say, well, look what we did with Emmett Johnson. This could be.
Well, I think he just looks at that. It's like, yeah, that'd be fun to get 25 carries in a game, which very, you know, and he may not be that type of back, but a guy like Charmore Brown's going to get 15 plus a game here is my guess.
Yeah. Cause
he's proven.
You got to get Mekhi in there too, though. You know that.
Well, yeah, you need two or three.
Yeah,
you need two kind of every down backs and kind of a flex guy, and that's Mosey. So I do Perfect. Think you have, if it is Jamar Brown, and we're just guessing here, and those other guys, I mean, that would be a pretty good combination. But then don't underestimate what Calandria could do for the running backs. His versatility and mobility will help those running backs next year, where, you know, with Dylan Raiola, you didn't have him as a threat in the RPO, mm-hmm. The zone read. I mean, you kind of had to play a very ordinary run style at times because of the way Dylan Raiola was as a quarterback. Now Calandria hopefully can open up a few more doors to the running game with what he does.
Good point.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan.
Wow. A lot there. Yeah, there's a lot
He didn't
there.
Really answer the PTO question, by the way. He kind of brushed it off. Bill asked a good question. He just kind of laughed.
Kinda got
took him to Ireland. PTO. Took him to Hawaii.
Yeah, those are work trips. You had to work on the trip. Very odd. And also, the biggest issue that we have here is real simple, is that you're going to take time off from our show because you're tired from your other job.
Well, that's my full-time job.
I haven't, though, yet.
I'm all right right now.
Are you just waiting for the crash to hit, or what?
The crash hasn't hit yet. Yeah. It hasn't hit yet. I'm waiting for it.
That's what the coffee is for. McDonald's coffee keeps you.
I wish I was in the school system right now. I wish I was not coming in tomorrow. Wish I just had tomorrow off. I wanted to sit up and watch the game and enjoy myself. And
I don't enjoy myself.
No. I
it's
don't
not
either.
Part of my. Life.
No, I don't. There's never like that. But he's always out enjoying
having fun.
No, when I talk to other people, Lauren Swigert golfs over 100.
That's a really sad statement you just made there.
Swigert golfs over 120 rounds a year, and that's a full day. That's a full day. He's on a bowling league. He's vacations.
Some people enjoy life.
Yeah. I prefer just to trudge through it. Yes, and just it absolutely.
Bill don't have a lot of fun.
No, it's not. It's not like going, God. Bush, see the stuff he posted again on social media.
Laura, look at him.
Look at what they're doing.
The saddest 2 minutes I've ever heard.
It's literally, we're excited about the potential of getting a vest. That's what we're excited about. Not about a vacation, not about this. It's like, no, there's no.
Yeah, I don't clamor for a vacation. I really don't. No, I mean,
we really don't have much. We have nothing going on outside of this. This wraps it up.
You got sugar, you got bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to leave Bullet for an extended period.
No, that would be the worst thing ever.
I mean,
Sugar yesterday, because it was so nice, you could leave the back door open. So she just ran in and out all day, just with the ball, and just look at you like, can you believe this? Can you believe this?
Thank you for
best life.
This is what we like.
That's what we like.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like laying on the couch with Bullet next to me. That's what I like.
You can do that. Yeah. More power to you. Yeah. We'll be back in early break on the ticket.